For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. As agencies feeding the hungry focus on providing healthier food to the poor and elderly, President Donald Trump has proposed a 20% cut in federal funding for agriculture. As Mary Meehan reports, it's a move that advocates say is bad for people who need food and the farmers who supply it.
To understand why folks are worried is to understand Appalachia's need for food programs. West Virginia University research shows 15% of people there are food insecure. Half the families enrolled in Head Start in Athens, Ohio, don't get regular meals. And in Kentucky, a food program called God's Pantry helps the 1 in 6 adults coping with hunger. Program director Danielle Bosart says it's unclear what specific food-related programs might be impacted by the budget.
It's just the uncertainty of not knowing what's going to happen is just kind of scary.
Rick Roberts and a team of redshirted members of the Bluegrass Buckeyes sort donated items at God Pantry's massive Lexington warehouse. The fans and alumni of Ohio State University check expiration dates on baby food, stretch tape to repair packaging, and arrange canned goods. Development Director Rebecca Wallace says feeding programs are under threat. At a moment, they are striving to provide better nutrition.
This year, we'll distribute right about 32 million pounds of food. That's a lot of food. And when you think about how much food we are putting onto the tables of low-income families, it also tells us we have an awesome responsibility to make sure that we're not simply filling bellies, but that we are nourishing bodies.
The 2014 Federal Farm Bill included the Food Insecurity Nutrition Incentive, or FINNI. Through grants, it links local farmers to food stamp recipients. In Kentucky, it's called Double Dollars. Spend $10 in food stamps on healthy food and get a $10 voucher to double the buying power.
For a total of 20.
Oh, let's just do 10.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the Berea Farmers Market, Andrea Moss, whose infant daughter, Sabali, is bundled against the wind, used the program for the first time.
If you are a lower-income family, it doesn't mean that you have to shop at places with cheap and, like, awful produce.
Ashton Wright is Lexington's food coordinator. She's leading the effort to take Double Dollars statewide, an expansion made possible through a $1 million matching grant. The same thing is happening in Ohio, with research for a similar program ongoing in West Virginia.
What's so exciting about these Double Dollars programs, it's not only helping to encourage folks to eat better and make those healthy behavior changes, it's also directly supporting our local food and farm economy. So it's directly putting dollars into the pockets of farmers who oftentimes are struggling.
Nationally, FINNI will provide $100 million for healthy food through 2018. Beyond that, its future is unclear. A similar program serving the elderly, 12,000 people served just by God's Pantry, is at risk by proposed budget cuts.
Can these tokens, are they only for the Berea, or can they also be used like at the Richmond?
Berea Farmers Market manager Margie Seltzer says cutting food to poor people hurts local farmers.
If people believe in your local farm economy, you got to believe in food stamps and support that.
It's not clear if the president's proposed cuts will happen. Some members of Congress, including the head of the House Agriculture Committee, have already voiced opposition. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Berea, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.